Hey, welcome to It's Just Life with mother-daughter combo Karen and Gia. In this podcast, we'll chat about the ups and downs of life here on planet Earth. Come along for the ride.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of It's Just Life podcast. I'm Karen.
And I'm Gia.
And we're really glad you're here with us today. This first episode will be a little different than most of our episodes because we're primarily going to tell you who we are and what this podcast is about today so you can get familiar with us. So, Gia, why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So excited to be here. So Karen is my mom. I'm her daughter, and we've been wanting to do something together for a while, and we just didn't really know what it was. And suddenly we just came up with the idea of doing a podcast together and talking about life and talking about what we're going through, because a lot of times we are just hilarious and crack each other up, and other times we have really deep insights and things that might be fun to share with you guys. So I am 27. I live in San Diego, and I'm a yoga teacher and meditation teacher. I'm a singer-songwriter, so those are my main passions I'm pursuing at this time and also my job. And I'm also kind of an early online entrepreneur, so I'm wanting to sell stuff online regarding yoga, music, and meditation. So my mom's kind of been a helpful guide and mentor for me because she's rocking her online business and is at least farther along than I am. And yeah, so I'm just working on continuing to teach yoga and continuing to feel inspired with that. And just obviously dealing with life and working on myself along the way. And I'm sure I'll get into my stories with you at some point, but it's been a long journey with music and finding my heart and soul in that. I went from college in San Diego to music school in Los Angeles to feeling like I wasn't at home in LA and didn't belong there and my music didn't belong. So I moved back to San Diego about 5 months ago. And so I'm pursuing that here. And yeah, it's been full of shifts and growth and progress. And so yeah, that's what I'm up to right now.
Cool. Thanks, Gia. And I'm Karen, as you know, the mom. And I am a retired family practice and hospice doctor. I had a 25-year career in medicine, which was a great career, great experience. And about 6 years ago, I decided to retire in order to start writing books. I've always wanted to be a writer. That's been my secret heart's desire for all those years while I was in medicine, and I never really had time to do the writing I wanted to do. So I retired primarily to write a book of stories about hospice patients that I took care of doing hospice, and then the spiritual lessons about life that I learned from working with those patients. And so that book did get written and published, and it's out there in the world now, and it's called What Really Matters. So for 6 years now, I've been working on that book and then trying to promote and market the book and figuring out how you do that, how you put a book in the world, especially a book that is about death and dying and that is also spiritual. So I found two categories that are a little harder to market than a lot of books might be, like 50 Shades of Grey. So I've been working on that. I've been working on doing an online business, promoting the book, doing some speaking, teaching some workshops. And so I've had to learn all of this stuff about how you put things out there and create a business online over the last 6 years, which has been a really fun journey for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm still working hard at that and trying to figure out how to make money from it. That's one of my struggles, but I've actually never been good at making money my entire career. So I'm trying to figure out how do you be an entrepreneur and make enough money to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons I'm really excited about this podcast is that, you know, as I mentioned, as a hospice doctor, the writing and speaking that I do is almost all about the end of life, about death and dying. And I also, I do a podcast and an interview series on the end of life. So I spend the majority of my time talking about death and dying. But in fact, what I'm really passionate about teaching people is how to live life fully and enjoy every moment of life. So that's why this podcast that's going to focus on It's Just Life is so exciting for me, because it will provide some balance for me to all the death and dying work that I do with the rest of my time. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited that Gia's willing to do this with me. And
I'm like, so excited.
Yeah, as a mom and daughter, like we have, like Gia mentioned, we have incredible conversations, sometimes fights.
Sometimes,
like we get like totally inspired by one another, and we have all these profound insights, but we almost always have so much fun together. So
we've always helped each other along our journeys, and through this podcast you'll get to know us a little better and find out that we're totally different people, even though, you know, we're mother and daughter. But we balance each other in a really cool way. And sometimes what I can't see in myself is something my mom can help shine the light on, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun to connect with each other on our journeys and be there for each other and help each other discover life as we're on the journey.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun that we're both on our spiritual journeys, you know, trying to grow in consciousness and grow spiritually. And we're both on these entrepreneurial journeys online, trying to create businesses. So we're going through some similar struggles, and then we're at different ends of life in a way. Since Gia's getting her career started and off the ground, and I've already had one career, and I'm kind of taking this on as now my fun second career later in life. So we come at this at some similar issues and questions from different perspectives, and we thought that would be a fun thing to share with everyone, and hopefully we can offer some insights and some of the things we've learned along the way that might be helpful to other people.
Yeah, totally.
And I forgot to mention that while Gia lives in sunny San Diego on the beach near the ocean, like, well, not totally near, but the ocean is handy.
Close enough.
I live in a snow cave in the mountains of Colorado, basically a snow cave, where I live, where it snows, oh, like 8 or 9 months of the year. So we're also in opposite climates most of the time.
So it'll be like blizzarding in Colorado, and I'm like, really? It's 80. And I'm
rocking
shorts
and a tank top. I don't have anything against snow. I like snow in the winter. Snow has its appropriate time when it should be here. I don't care for snow in April, May, June, August. Yeah, that's when I get tired of snow. But anyway,
I'll try not to back out here more.
I will. I'll try not to complain too much.
Okay. I'm excited about this podcast as well, because being a musician and songwriter and performer and also a yoga teacher, it feels like I'm always having to be performing. Like, even my yoga classes feel like a performance. And it's a lot of pressure, like, to feel like you always have to be on and always have to be pleasing other people and impressing them and making sure you tailor what you do to the desires of others, like in my yoga class. And this podcast is just about us, like, just being free to be who we are and talk and laugh and discover. And so I think we both just feel so, like, free, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And we're hoping that you will come along for the ride with us and enjoy our journey, and hope that we can help you on your journey. And at the same time, we'd love to hear any comments or questions that you have, things that you might like to ask us or that you'd like us to address along the way, we'll include those. But we're planning to talk about all kinds of issues like relationships, mm-hmm. lifestyle. The question I brought up of how do you actually make money in a conscious way that has integrity? That's a big struggle yeah. for me.
And for me, like how to keep trusting that everything's going to work out for you the way it's meant to, you know, for your spiritual growth and having faith in that and trusting in your guidance when there's a lot of uncertainty in life. That's something I'm really working on right now.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention too, the name of the podcast, It's Just Life. It seems like that's something that we end up saying all the time. We have this like
yeah.
profound, like deep conversation that goes on for an hour or two. And then suddenly one of us will say, well, it's just life.
Yeah. I mean, like a lot of times that's just what it boils down to. It's like you can analyze and rationalize and discover and try to dig deep into it, but a lot of times it's just life. It's just the way it goes. It's just something you have to accept and let go of. It's just life, you know. It's not always fair. It doesn't always make sense. You don't always have answers to the questions you want to have answers for. But there's a lot of joy and bliss and love and healing along the way. And it's just life. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah. And one of the things that I've kind of figured out in my long journey so far on the planet is that really I'm here to learn whatever I can learn and to manifest as much love as I can bring to the planet. And so once I started thinking of life here as a school of sorts where I just get presented with one lesson after another, that made it so much easier for me to tolerate some of the ups and downs and some of the things that didn't go the way I wish they would, instead of looking at it as I had so many plans for this to work out this way. I look at it instead as, mm-hmm. oh, this happened. What can I learn from this? And as soon as I view it as a classroom where I'm just here to take it all in and learn as much as I can from each thing that happens, that takes some of the pressure off and some of the fear of being a failure, because nothing's a failure. Mm-hmm. You can learn from everything. So there is no failure.
Yeah, totally.
So it's easier to say that than it is to actually live that in the moment while things
right.
are falling apart and going wrong. But
mm-hmm. And I mean, I think having that perspective of like, whatever's coming to you in your life is a blessing or a lesson. And those are kind of the same thing in the end. Being able to remember that helps you look back on certain experiences and certain situations. And for me, I've been able to connect the dots more easily and quicker when I have that perspective of like, you know what, even though this didn't make sense to me, even though this was really hard for me, I accept that it was important for me to learn from, and I might not get it right now, but even a week later, I look back and I'm like, oh, I see why that happened. And I can connect those dots easier because instead of fighting the experience, I welcomed it into my world and let it teach me something.
Perfect. Yeah, I love that. I love that philosophy. And you're so right that sometimes it's when we look back at things in retrospect that we can see how it all fits together. Mm-hmm. It's just in the moment, it may not make sense. But what we're learning is when we're in that moment, nothing makes sense. We feel confused and we feel discouraged to stop for a moment and think, okay, there's probably going to be a day down the road when I will understand how this makes sense somehow. And
yeah.
that alone is helpful in the mm-hmm. midst of all the pain and confusion.
We also have recently talked about how this isn't a rational universe. And
yeah.
so unfortunately, things don't always make sense and you don't always have that resolve, but you have to find a deeper sense of grace and compassion and peace nonetheless and equanimity. Because I was recently struggling to make sense of my yoga classes and why I was struggling with this certain thing. And eventually we were just like, you know what? It's not a rational universe. And so you do have to find a deeper sense of letting go sometimes too.
Yeah. And that there's a higher wisdom and a higher understanding out there that we still aren't able to comprehend very well with our own minds. So while we're here struggling in this physical life on planet Earth, we are not always going to get it. We're not always going to see that higher wisdom, and it won't always make sense to us.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily cause and effect. Just because you do something one way doesn't mean you can guarantee the outcome. And that can be really frustrating.
Oh, exactly. And partly because I think a lot of our training in life and a lot of our education is that if you do this, then this will happen. You know, if you go to college, mm-hmm. you'll get a great paying job. If you learn this, then you won't run into these kind of problems. So we're kind of taught that it's a cause and effect world, but it really isn't.
Yeah, there's so many layers of our being that we can be on. You know, we can be in our mental, rational place, or we can be in our emotional body, or we can be beyond all that in the life of the soul, you know. And you teach a lot about that in your books, about like seeing things from the garden view and seeing things from the galaxy view.
Yeah. Yeah, that we can look at life just from the day-to-day experiences that we have, the tangible experiences here on Earth, and that's the garden view of things as we're living our lives each day. But there's always a galaxy perspective that we could take, which is that sort of non-rational, higher wisdom perspective from the whole universe. Like somehow I'm a part of something bigger, but I don't know what that is exactly. And everything that happens to me is somehow part of this bigger, wiser universe that's out there, an energy field that's out there. And I can't see it right now, but I have to trust that it's there and all of this has its place. And I should share, I had this really cool dream a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. That I should share, where in the dream I was taken into this room where the wall was covered with a kind of a mural, but they were actually like little video screens, but they all fit together like a puzzle piece. But the walls, it was a circular room, and the walls were covered with all these little videos that were playing. And as I walked around the room and looked at the videos, I realized they were all scenes from my life so far. And there were all kinds of things there, like the minorest little incidents that happened, to my dad dying, to really huge things like not getting accepted to medical school the first year I applied. Like there were all kinds of things there, like to eating and my favorite ice cream cone one day, you know, all of these videos playing out at once. And what I could see as I looked at this mural is that each experience really was like the piece of a puzzle, and they all fit together perfectly. Somehow they were all interwoven. Mm-hmm. They all connected and they all belonged together. And there was this old man who was kind of taking me on a tour of this room. And I turned to him and I said, "Oh my gosh, I see it now. It's all perfect. Everything fits together perfectly. And each thing, each part, each moment of my life needed to be the way it was in order to fit in and to lead to the next thing that happened. So I see how it all weaves mm-hmm. together." And I turned to him and said, "If I had known this, I never would have worried so much about things that were happening."
Yeah.
And he put his finger on my lips and he said, no, even the worry was perfect." And that was the clincher, that message that, even when we're worried, even when we're in despair and confused, and even when we think, "Damn, this just isn't going right. I just don't like the way this is." That's also perfect. That's also a perfect part of the whole picture unfolding before us.
Right. And we tend to be so hard on ourselves if we are worried, or if we are, you know, emotional or feeling lost or negative. But I think it's so important to be compassionate with ourselves and kind to ourselves, and accept that even those states of confusion and doubt and fear are important parts of the journey that we can't really skip out on. We can't just skip out on the part that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. And because we you know, we end up spending a fair amount of our time in those states of confusion and, and discomfort. So it's perfect if we can accept them as like, oh yeah, this is how it is. This is how I am right now, but that's okay too. That's all right.
Yeah, totally. So anything else you want to go over this first podcast on?
So I think we kind of wanted to keep this one short, so it would just be a little introduction of who we are and what we're doing here. And we really hope you'll tune in and listen to some more episodes, because this was just a small taste of what our conversations will be like as we move on with more podcasts. And you'll just be patient with us as we make mistakes every now and then and work our way.
We're planning on getting a lot more ridiculous. Stay tuned and get excited.
Oh, we will. We can guarantee that.
I mean, yeah, we just have fun. I love it that we share a sense of humor, and that brings us back into our souls and back into our hearts when we might both be struggling, and then we can just laugh about something and it just lightens the mood and brings our energy back up.
Yeah, really. Some of our most hilarious moments have actually occurred when we've been fighting with each other, and we, and then we, because we're mother daughter, like, so just like every other mother daughter, we have our own, our conflicts and we argue about certain things that usually.
And we're really close. So we do talk a lot. We talk often, and, we truly deeply care about each other. We tell each other a lot of things, a lot of deep personal things. So, of course, that's material to occasionally have friction and pain and conflict. But for the most part, we're like best friends on this journey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. We're here to support each other and here to support all of you, too, listening to us out there. And
We want to hear from you and find out what you're going through and if maybe something we said resonated with you. And if you do have any questions for us, you can always send those in, and we'd love to address that in the podcast.
Yeah, and so I want to give you some contact information, and I'll tell you, Gia has amazing songs you can listen to on her website, a beautiful meditation CD that you can purchase that is incredible if you're interested. Like, there's a guided meditation that you can listen to, prompts like to help you in meditation. And then there's also one with just the instrumental music. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. She composed the whole thing.
And that's on
her website, divinelygia.com, right?
Yes, divinelygia.com.
Yeah, so go there if you want to listen, learn more about Gia's work.
And I do weekly meditation videos on YouTube, and they're called Meditation Monday. I post them every Monday. So those are also on my website at divinelygia if you want to check those out.
Yeah, those are awesome videos. So every Monday you can get a little meditation fix, and she teaches you something new about meditation or applies meditation in a new way to some of the issues of life going on. Very cool.
Yeah, a lot of times it is just something I recently got through and had like some kind of epiphany, and then I want to make a video about it. And I usually bring meditation into it. But a lot of times it's also breath work or energy work. So envisioning the chakras and doing work with your own energy. I really enjoy that. So if that sounds interesting, check out Meditation Monday.
Yeah, it's awesome. Totally.
Thank you.
And then I have a website called it's for my end of life university, which is the interviews I do about death and dying. And that, the URL for that is eoluniversity.com, and you can go there. The interviews I do are all free to listen to if you're interested in that at all. And then I have another website where I sell my book and some workshops and things, which is karenwyattmd.com. So you can check us both out on our websites if you're interested.
Yeah, and we're so excited to be connected with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us on this journey. And we're really looking forward to future episodes. I'm very excited about all the conversations we'll be having together.
Yeah, woohoo! So we'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, take care until the next time we're together.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to It's Just Life podcast. Be sure to tune in to our weekly episodes, share them with your friends, and leave us a comment. Until next time, remember, it's just life.